Hi, everybody. This is a first for me.
Not the last, though.
The first for me here, shall I say. It's not the first other places, for sure. It's my joy and privilege tonight to share with you and to share what the Lord placed upon my heart as Brother Phil asked me to share. And just so you won't be wondering about me, you know I'm married to the handsome man over there. And many times when you see a person, you think about all these questions, you know, how many children do they have and all this kind of thing. So let's get that out of the way. And I just wanted to share with you that I've been serving along my husband's side for the last 49 years. And it's been a great joy and privilege to serve the Lord in various capacities. And next week we will be married for 50 years. God does do miracles. I'm so glad that in our marriage we have had Jesus to help us. When troubles came or difficulties came, he was there to help us and we knew where to go. We have 3 children and 6 grandchildren, 5 girls and 1 boy, the prince. And they have been a joy in our lives. But most of all, it's been a joy to serve Jesus. Tonight I wanted to look at 2 portions of Scripture, and they are Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Have you ever been fearful or anxious as to what the future holds, your health, your circumstances in your life? You can fill in the fear that you might have in your heart even tonight, or a fear in the past. But the scripture tells us, Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path or make your path straight, as it says in another version. In Philippians, it tells us, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What wonderful scriptures they are, and what comfort they are to each one of us. Trust in the Lord. My first major experience with that was when I was just a very young girl. We were raised by wonderful parents, godly parents, who trusted God for their needs and for every situation. They were great examples to us as children of what it meant to trust God. Some of you may have heard some of my story or my family's story, and I am not certainly going to share it all. You can buy the book. My brother wrote one. It was a difficult time in history. We were German and living in Germany during World War II. The soldiers were just a short distance away from the little fishing village that we lived on on the Baltic Sea. My father and mother had told us we must be prepared to be able to leave at any moment's notice because the enemy was approaching. One night, as we were sleeping, a knock came on the door, and my dad came and said, "Come, family, we have to go." and all 8 of us children and our mother being pregnant with the 9th child piled into a wagon drawn by horses. Back then they had horses, not cars and all these modern conveniences. So we got into a wagon and made our way to the port to escape for safety. But we got there too late. The boat had already left. Praise God, the boat had left. God's ways are different than our ways. There might have been a disappointment. You thought, oh no, you missed the boat. But praise God we did, because this very boat that we were to take was hit by a mine, and all 3,000 passengers on the boat perished. God had his hand upon us as a family. Dad had to stay behind once we were able to catch the next boat, which took us to West Germany. Never once during these trying, difficult times did I see my mother cry or get upset. There wasn't always a whole lot of food, but she made new clothes out of old. And she never let us children know that she was afraid or scared. But she trusted in God. She knew to cast all her care upon him. She knew that he was her source of strength. And even to this day, that source of strength, that example that my mother showed us as children, has been a strength to us. When we individually have gone through difficulty, we could say, if Mom could go through what she did, certainly God is able to take care of us. Just to add a happy note, after 4 years of Russian prison camp, my dad came home. God brought him back to us, and it happened to be on Christmas Eve. So Christmas Eve was very, very special. Here we see that putting our trust in God will bring peace to us. In what and in whom do you put your trust? Is it money, fame, fortune? Do you put your trust in Jesus? Because money, fame, fortune will all pass away. But Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise his name, and he will give you peace in the midst of the storm. Trust him. And then the scripture goes on and says, with all of your heart, with all of your heart, wholeheartedly, during the good times and the bad times. It is easy to trust God when all is going great and everybody is happy, but trust him also, especially during the bad times, because he is to be trusted. He will meet our needs. And then it goes on in that scripture, do not lean on your own understanding. Do you always understand what God's plan is, what God allowed to come into your life? We sometimes question, and God is big enough to allow us to question why things are going on. But don't lean onto your own understanding, because we can't always figure it out, because, you know, being a Christian is a journey of faith. It's not by sight, but by faith that we walk this Christian walk. And so we have to bring our trust, or put our trust in Jesus, for he will bring the answer. So do not lean onto your own understanding. Yes, sometimes things can be figured out and you say, oh, God is doing this or that in me. But we don't always. So we blindly trust him. And I have a little example of trusting God when things didn't look very good. When I was a young teenager, I was really actually a little bit older than that. I was on my way to Bible college, and I was working my way through college, and I was working at a Jewish summer resort in housekeeping. Yay, housekeepers! And I was also children's waitress. Yay, waitresses. And babysitters, whoever does the babysitting around here sometimes. I had been assigned only a few rooms to clean, which would never meet my financial need in order to return to school. That was a real trial. I was a little mad, anxious, and said to the Lord, "You called me." And I said yes to your call to serve you. Jesus, your word promises you would supply all of our needs. I was upset, and I told the Lord, "I am doing my part by working. Please supply the way for me to earn more. Otherwise, it's going to be your fault if I don't go back to Bible school." Well, as it would turn out, a couple days later, the boss came very sheepishly. "Wally, do you think that maybe you could take on a few more rooms?" And I said, "Of course." And inside, I had a hallelujah breakdown. And I said, "Lord, thank you for answering my prayer. Don't be afraid of work. That's part of God answering your prayer." God had made a way, and I went back to Bible college in the fall. Then the scripture continues, "In all your ways acknowledge him." Acknowledge the fact that he has met your need. It is he who has answered that difficulty. It is he that has supplied all that you have need of. He has been faithful to you. Has he been faithful to you? Amen. Give him the glory. He has met you at your point of need, and he has met me at my point of need. So I praise him. I thank him because I know he is my source. And he will direct your path. God will direct your path. Sometimes as young people in particular, "Oh, I don't know what's down the road. I don't know what to do as a job. I don't know what to take up in college. And am I ever going to meet that Prince Charming or that beautiful woman that God has for me?" And these are very important things in our lives. We have questions. We have answers. So here I was in Bible college, and I had been there a couple years, and one Friday night prayer meeting, we were on our knees just praying and crying out to God, and I was concerned about my future. "God, where were you leading me? The Prince Charming had not arrived yet," sitting over there. And I said, "Lord, what do you want to do with my life? I'm afraid." And just as I was praying, one of our teachers came by, and as it happens in this very place, very gently laid her hand upon me and started to pray. And she prayed and she prayed and she prayed everything that I had just told the Lord about. And as she prayed, the Lord gave me a vision of a field that was covered with snow. And in this field were footprints, before the poem of Footprints, if you're familiar. And these footprints were very large. And as I looked down the field, they got very, very small. I had no means of even making out. They were just dots. And the Lord was saying, do not be afraid. I will cast enough light on the next footprint. That's all you need to know. And if you trust me, I will guide you with my own eye. And the fear and anxiety left, and I can say that God has led me all the way. God has led me all the way, and I trust that I have been faithful and heard his voice directly the way he wanted me to go. What joy to have Jesus as our guide in directing our lives. What peace, what comfort. Lord, I don't know which way to turn. I don't know where to go. God, you let me know in my heart what to do, where to go, and he will. The Word of God also tells us, do not be anxious over anything. That's not so easy, right? Do not be anxious over anything. And I have the scriptures written here on the first page. About anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I was able to experience the peace of God in a very special way. I'm sharing my own experiences because I know what I experienced. In the summer, 2 years ago, like in the beginning in the spring, 2 years ago, the Lord impressed me to do a certain Bible study, and I was going to commit to memory this verse, not knowing what lay ahead. I had no idea. But I committed that verse to memory. Don't be anxious over anything, but by prayer and supplication, make your request known, and God will give you peace. Well, 2 years ago, one evening at 7:30, I remember the time, I came down with excruciating pain. Couldn't explain it. And my husband said, well, maybe we should go to the doctor or to the hospital. No, I'll be all right. Well, after an hour and a half, I let him take me to the emergency room. And after many tests were performed, they discovered that they thought a cyst in my kidney. And with further testing, they found there was a tumor almost filling the whole left kidney. But they could not operate. They said, we first have to find out what this causes, because the kidney situation would not cause you any pain. And here, what had happened was that 40 years ago, my gallbladder had been removed. And in the bile duct, which remained, a stone formed, beginning 40 years ago. God knew. And he allowed that stone to be formed, which caused the pain. Well, all kinds of tests and everything else that you go through. And they found out that stone had to be removed. But I call that stone my little prophet, because this prophet, this little stone, gave me such pain, it brought me to the hospital, and it revealed that there was a more serious problem. The kidney was in stage one cancer. And because of that pain, it allowed the doctors to find that out. The doctor said if we would have come a year later, he would have said, go home and prepare to die. So I thank God that he allowed that pain, which wasn't fun, but I'm thankful that he allowed it so that kidney situation was able to be found. And you know what? During this difficult time, I can honestly, truly, before God and you say that there were only slight moments of unrest, right? I laid in bed and said, why am I not all disturbed? Why am I not crying and carrying on? But it was that verse, don't be anxious over anything, but bring your petitions to God, and he will give you peace, and he'll guard your mind. So I'm thankful that God arranged for me to have that verse, and that gave me strength during those occasional times when I was perhaps a little disturbed. But praise God, after the kidney removal, I have felt better. My last report was I'm totally cancer-free, and I plan to remain that way, and I give God the glory for it all. And during that difficult time, just as I, you can have that peace. Whatever your stress, whatever your fear, whatever your anxiety, whatever your need is today, God can give you peace in the midst of the storm. He said, do not be anxious over anything. Ooh, we're not going to go into it. I think you know what that means. But by prayer and petition, make your with thanksgiving. So when we pray and we let him know what our need is, what he already knows, but we are asking, now we're petitioning him with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, you are going to take care of this situation. Thank you, Lord, that you are going to bring glory to yourself. Thank you, Lord, for healing, for providing. I thank you, Lord, for whatever the need is. And I thought this was really exciting and interesting. You don't just have one request, but it says your requests with an S on the end. So you, even if you have more than one request, he will answer you. Bring your requests to God. He will give you peace. It is a transcending peace that you can't even understand, just like I said. I couldn't understand how I could be peaceful, but it was God, it wasn't me. His peace will guard your heart and mind. And once again, trust in the Lord and with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Do not be anxious about anything. Present your request to God. His peace will guard your hearts and minds beyond understanding, paraphrased by me. In closing, let's think about what we're trusting God for. Or maybe you haven't trusted God. It's time to turn it over to Jesus. It's time not to struggle ourselves. It's time for, here, Lord, I just give it to you. I give it to you, and your word is true, and you will give peace. You will meet the need. You will undertake for this situation. Do you believe that? Amen. Amen.